passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. It's illegal to operate a boat while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The consequences of doing so can be devastating. Just ask Kay Rock.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, my husband and I were awakened by a policeman and a chaplain knocking at our front door. As soon as I saw him, I knew that it was something bad. And the only question I had was, which child is it?
Several years ago, the boat carrying K-Rock's 22-year-old daughter was struck from behind. The driver of the other boat had been drinking at a lakeside bar, and in an instant, Debbie Rock's name joined a growing list of boating fatalities.
And I'm sorry, but this is kind of a hard part, is that Debbie was not just a number on a court docket, and she was not just a number on the coroner's report. She was a real, real person, and she had a lot to give. And that is one of the reasons that I want to stress the fact that bad things happen to really great people, and they don't have to.
You can play it safe on the water this summer and still have a boatload of fun. Visit PassportToTexas.org to find more information about boater safety. That's our show for today, with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program. Remember, nobody's waterproof. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.